I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Thursday, January 12th. Want to know about an issue that grounded all flights across all airlines and all airports in the U.S. and more classified documents found where they shouldn't be. Also, why the First Lady needed surgery and an update about Damar Hamlin as he heads home from the hospital. Plus, a major solar investment makes U.S. history. Changes coming to America's largest theme parks, and a comet that hasn't been seen in about 50,000 years is coming back to the night sky tonight. Those stories and more coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the second time in a matter of weeks, thousands of travelers had to pretty much throw their itineraries out the window. All flights in the U.S. were grounded yesterday morning, some for hours, because of a computer glitch at the FAA. A system that gives pilots safety information failed late Tuesday and wasn't fixed until mid-morning yesterday. So for a while, medical and military flights were the only ones that could get clearance. Then, of course, delays and cancellations snowballed, causing issues even after the problem was fixed. By the end of the day, more than 10,000 flights ended up getting delayed or canceled. The FAA just said it traced the outage to a damaged database file, but that it didn't look like a cyber attack and that it will work to keep it from happening again. Now the federal government is investigating this breakdown, and the U.S. Travel Association is calling for significant upgrades, while airlines are issuing waivers to let travelers rebook their flights. Of course, this all comes on the heels of another air travel crisis. But this one wasn't nearly as bad as the one that impacted Southwest Airlines a couple of weeks ago, when about 16,000 flights had to be canceled. President Biden's aides reportedly found more secret government documents where they shouldn't have been. NBC News cites sources who say Biden's team has been searching ever since the first classified documents turned up in the old office he used between his vice presidency and presidency. And this latest batch was reportedly found somewhere else. At this point, it's not clear where, how many of them there were, or what they were about. But the Justice Department is looking into all of this. And the Senate Intelligence Committee is now asking to see the documents and get a briefing about both the ones found in Biden's belongings and the ones found at former President Trump's home. For now, President Biden and the rest of the White House aren't saying any more about the docs, just that they're cooperating with the investigation. Former President Trump again mentioned the documents the FBI found at his home last year, saying he did everything right and that the criminal investigation into him and not President Biden is a, quote, giant scam. To be continued. American and Japanese military ties are getting stronger in the face of threats from China and North Korea. The U.S. is going to station a more agile unit of Marines in Japan with advanced intelligence, surveillance capabilities, and anti-ship missiles. The idea is to have service members ready to respond quickly in case of an attack. And Japan says it's going to start construction on an uninhabited island where the U.S. and Japan will be able to hold joint military exercises in about 4 years. In announcing the new plans, American and Japanese leaders condemned China's aggressiveness in the Indo-Pacific region and elsewhere, saying China presents an unprecedented threat to international order. In response, China just told the U.S. and Japan their military cooperation shouldn't undermine peace and stability in the region. U.S. and Japan also called out North Korea for ramping up its nuclear and missile programs. Just last month, Japan unveiled its biggest military buildup since World War II, and the White House says the U.S. fully supports that plan. President Biden is also set to meet with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida tomorrow. Well, the new congressman who admitted to lying about his qualifications is facing fresh backlash. Now, even members of his own party are calling for his resignation. Representative George Santos says it's true that he fabricated a few things on the campaign trail about his work experience, education, and personal background. But he also said he just embellished his resume and did not commit a crime. Well, now, other Republicans from his home state of New York say, either way, he shouldn't be in Congress. Santos tweeted a response saying he was elected to serve the people, not the politicians, and that it's a shame that local officials won't work with him to improve lives in his district. So he's still in the U.S. House. And Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he'll still give Santos committee assignments, just not top ones that handle the most sensitive classified information. Meanwhile, state, local, and federal prosecutors are investigating to see if Santos did commit any crimes or not. To be continued. First Lady Jill Biden is now recovering from surgery. She had to have 3 skin lesions removed, and 2 of them were found to be cancerous. Good news is her doctors say the cancerous tissue was removed and that she's now on the mend, feeling well. Boosting the fight against cancer has actually been one of Jill Biden's signature priorities as First Lady. She regularly visits cancer research and treatment centers and encourages Americans to get screened. Now it seems like she took her own advice to heart, since these lesions were found in a regular routine screening, and she addressed them right away. More news is still coming up, but first, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know certain things I do in my life help me feel my best. They don't always happen, but I know when I do things like short meditations, work out, connect with friends and family, and even go to therapy, I am the best version of myself. Yes, a therapist is part of that. Therapy can help sort things out when life feels overwhelming. And I know when I have more clarity, I have more calm and confidence. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a flexible, convenient, affordable option that is entirely online. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And I do think it's important to find the right therapist for you as an individual, and it's really easy to switch on BetterHelp if needed. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/newsworthy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/newsworthy. It's a huge turnaround for an NFL player who just 10 days ago was unconscious and not breathing on a football field. Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin was discharged from the hospital and is continuing his rehab from home. And the Bills head coach says he and the rest of the team will be happy to welcome Hamlin back when he's ready. Doctors say they still don't know what caused Hamlin's cardiac arrest, but that they've done a series of testing and are still hoping to find out. Hamlin apparently told his teammates he now just wants them to go do their job. And that's what they're doing, getting ready to face the Miami Dolphins this Sunday. It's the largest solar investment in American history. The South Korean company Qcells says it's going to spend more than $2.5 billion to build an entire solar manufacturing supply chain in Georgia. And with that, it plans to supply about 30% of the American solar panel demand by 2027. President Biden says that means the U.S. will be less reliant on other countries for solar materials, that it will lower the cost of solar panels, and that it will help lower carbon emissions. And even more investments could be coming, since Qcells says it's considering more plants in places like Texas. The company is taking advantage of the tax incentives offered as part of a climate law that Congress passed last year. The Wall Street Journal says just one factory in Georgia could earn about $561 million worth of tax credits a year. Qcells is starting construction within the next few months and hopes to have everything online within the next 2 years. The largest theme parks in the U.S. have some changes coming. First, Universal announced 2 pretty big new developments, like a new resort specifically aimed at younger kids coming to the Dallas, Texas suburb of Frisco. It will include rides, shows, and a hotel, as well as meet and greets with characters like the Minions and Shrek. Universal also announced plans for a horror destination in Las Vegas. For a while now, Universal offered Halloween Horror Nights at its parks during the fall, which has been pretty popular. But this one will be year-round. So far, though, Universal hasn't shared when either project will open. And not to be outdone, Disney World and Disneyland also made some new announcements this week. They decided to add some more perks after getting complaints about how prices keep going up. Now, Disney World in Florida will let season pass holders get into the parks after 2 p.m. without a reservation during the week. It's also offering more discounts at certain hotels and free parking. Over in California, Disneyland is expanding the number of days when adult tickets sell for $104, since on the most popular days, it costs $179. Disneyland will also offer free downloads of ride photos to all guests and more. But the company says none of this is in response to falling demand. As Bloomberg reports, the theme park business has been booming recently as people become less concerned about the pandemic. For the very first time, Netflix is planning to live stream an awards show. Starting next year, the Screen Actors Guild Awards, or SAG Awards, will air live on the streaming service. And this year, it'll be live on Netflix's YouTube channel. It reflects a change in the times since the awards show always used to air on cable TV. The SAG Awards have been on TNT since 1998. But it's not the first award show to make the switch. The Academy of Country Music Awards also changed from being on CBS to Amazon's Prime Video last year. And it's staying there this year. Live sports have been doing the same thing. A comet that hasn't been seen since the Stone Age is set to appear in the sky tonight. It's a bright green comet with vibrant, streaking tails of dust and energized particles. And it's traveled billions of miles from the edge of our solar system. Tonight, it's expected to make its closest approach to the sun. And then, those of us in the Northern Hemisphere might be able to see it until the end of this month. But then, that's it. Scientists say it won't return for at least another 50,000 years. NASA says it will be easy to spot with the help of binoculars, but it's also possible you'll be able to see it with just the naked eye as long as you're away from city lights and the sky is clear. Just look up toward the North Star. Or you could watch online. Starting at 11 o'clock Eastern tonight, the Virtual Telescope Project will live stream the event. Well, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, ZocDoc. One of the main things I look for in a doctor is that they actually listen to me and answer my questions. Yes, I admit it, I tend to come to appointments with a list of questions. I'm that patient. Maybe it's the journalist in me, but I research and then I write down my questions before pretty much every appointment. And I expect my doctor, within reason, to want to answer them for me. Well, ZocDoc can help in the process of finding quality doctors that will do just that. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them and treat almost every condition under the sun. No more scouring the internet for half-filled-out about pages. ZocDoc offers a guide to a doctor who is patient-reviewed and in your neighborhood. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. If you're thinking about returning any gifts you got for the holidays this year, you'll have to act quickly. About 60% of stores decided to change their return policies this year. At least that's what one return management provider told CBS News. And a lot of them are cutting down the amount of time you have to get the exchanges done. For Walmart and Amazon, anything bought between early October to Christmas can be returned until January 31st. At Target, it's up until January 24th. And for Best Buy, January 14th. Elsewhere, a 30-day return window is pretty typical. Then there are places who are going to charge you for returns that used to be free. Stores like DSW, TJ Maxx, Old Navy, and JCPenney now charge a restocking fee for at least some items. There are also those that won't necessarily charge you a fee, but they will ask you to pay for shipping. Still, all this doesn't seem to be discouraging too many Americans from taking things back. The National Retail Federation says Americans are expected to return about 18% of the items they bought over the holiday shopping season, or about $171 billion worth of stuff. Well, thank you so much for listening today. We so appreciate your support. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.